With us this morning from Forever Homes is the executive director, Martha Bang. Nice to have you here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I was. I didn't tell you this, but I stopped by your new home.
Awesome.
Let's see. Before I left, so that would have been maybe last week or the week before that.
Okay.
Just to see.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. I like.
Lots of organized chaos happening over there. Lots of dogs barking and kitties meowing. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think we moved in last fall, and I think we finally settled in. It's taken a bit, but everybody's settled in well. You know, we've tried a couple of different things as far as who gets housed where, and things are going good. Yeah.
So how did you come upon that space?
Seth McGinn approached us. He owns that property and knew we were looking for something. And it happened to be about the right square footage. I mean, we had looked, we had talked about building, but of course we're new. Building is very expensive.
Oh, yes.
And so we're just not there yet. I mean, that's in the, you know, in the grand scheme of things kind of plan, the goals. But this fit. So we needed a little more space when we got the sheltering contract for the city. And so this has given us just enough.
Yeah. So folks who are out there who may not know much about Forever Homes, maybe let's give them a little
history lesson.
Yeah, a little lesson there.
So the rescue was founded by Deb Newell, who is a Fremonter, grew up here. She started just as a foster-based only rescue for dogs. That grew over a couple of years, and then the team at the time decided to lease a facility, which we were located at 236 West 6th.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were there for three years, I feel like. And then just about a year ago, we were awarded the sheltering contract for the city of Fremont. So the city of Fremont hired their community service officers. They pick up the strays and then they bring them to us to house them and care for them. So we needed a little more space because, of course, still we were just a dog rescue at that time. So we needed space for cats and rabbits and dragons and hamsters and rats and all kinds of fun pet things. So it's really broadened our horizons. We have all learned a lot about caring for different species of animals. We've learned to love all of them. So, it's been really good.
Yeah. So I bet you weren't. Were you, I guess, thinking that you'd see other animals besides cats and dogs?
I mean, I have been surprised by the number of Fremont citizens that have critters as pets. We're talking ferrets and guinea pigs.
Oh, sure.
And bunnies, all those kinds of things. So there are a lot of them here in town, and they get out sometimes. So, yeah, we just had a little ferret come in this weekend that is the sweetest thing. I know many people don't care for critters, but... And I used to be one of them, but ferrets are so cool. They're like furry slinkies. They're so fluid. They're so cool. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I bet it has. And it is. It's a emotional situation a lot of times,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know, you know, people, when we have their animals because they've gotten out and come in so we can keep them safe until owners can be found. It is very emotional for people. You know, people are upset when they can't go home because rabies vaccinations are required by the state of Nebraska.
Right.
So your animal needs to be current on its rabies vaccination before it goes home. And unfortunately, people get busy, it lapses. I get it.
Oh, yeah.
But we make sure that those things are current before the animal goes home. So,
Would you say there's certain times a year are probably busier than others? I would imagine summer is way busier.
Absolutely. So like this weekend when the weather was super nice, everybody's animals out. Everybody's outside, you know, doing things and gates get left open. You get out of practice of those kind of things. This weekend wasn't too terrible busy. But yes, when the weather is nicer and people are out and doing more things, having family gatherings, it happens.
And this, the community service officer is kind of a new, way to do things in Fremont.
Absolutely.
So you probably see a little bit more, people, I didn't know they had those.
Yeah.
So it's probably been a little bit back and forth. with the residents?
You know, it has been. It's been a learning experience both between the city and us and the citizens of Fremont. But I think all in all, everything has gone really well. Those community service officers care about you and your pets, and making sure that if something isn't going right, that you're educated, help get you educated with, you know, my gate keeps getting open, my dog keeps getting out. Okay, what can we do to, you know, fix that?
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, the kids keep leaving the garage door open. Okay, can we have a conversation with the kids? You know, like we're all willing to do whatever we need to do to keep pets.
Yeah, you're not just there to pick up dogs and charge money. That's not how it works.
No, that's not the intent. Unfortunately, the nature of the beast is that labor costs money. So, you know, you have to recoup costs sometimes. But we really do care about people's pets. And like you said, it's an emotional thing. You have pets. They're a part of your family. You love them. So, yes, when they go missing and you can't bring them home, it's very upsetting. Yeah, I totally understand.
Yeah, we're talking with Martha Bang. She's the executive director for Forever Homes here in Fremont. Along with that, you have different events that go on throughout the year, right?
We do. So we have our monthly nail trim and microchipping event. It's usually the first Saturday of the month. Our next one is March 5th. We host it at our facility at 925 West 6th from 1 to 3. We do a drive-up service. You drive up, you get a number, you just hang out in your car with your animal. We come out, get them, trim their nails, give them a microchip if that's what you want, bring them back, and away you go.
Huh.
Keeps the clutter.
Yeah, for sure.
Dogs and things. So we microchip cats, we microchip bunnies, you know, all of those kinds of pets we can certainly microchip. And that's very important, especially if your animal gets out. If you have a microchip, it is much easier for us to find you and get your animal returned home safely.
And it doesn't hurt the pet.
No, it is just, I mean, it's a needle. It's just an injection. The chip goes just right underneath the skin, and then it's there. I mean, it's like 2 seconds, just like getting a vaccination.
Yeah, yeah. Ours are not microchipped, but.
You need to get on I know. Chris.
We probably do. They don't get out very often.
That's a good
thing. So very often.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, microchipping, all of the animals that we adopt out are microchipped when they go home. It's a $25 cost. That registration is lifetime. You know, I highly recommend it. My pets are chipped and mine don't get out either. But if they ever did,
I want to
be sure they got home as quickly as possible.
Yeah, that's pretty reasonable. I was thinking it was going to be hundreds of dollars.
No. Nope.
That's pretty reasonable. Yeah. Other events that are coming up.
So we also have, we are currently taking donations for gently used or new items. We will be doing an online auction with a group. And that auction will actually run March 17th through 20th. We are accepting donations until the 28th of February. And then we also have, I'm looking forward to this event. We're doing a mac and cheese and grilled cheese lunch over at the Fremont Masonic Center on Saturday, March 12th. So that will be $10 for adults and $5 for children. It's all you can eat. I think there will be some fun raffle prizes and vendors and things at that event.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah. That'll be really good. We need to team up. Big Dog, get it, huh?
Yeah.
Sometime this spring, maybe?
Yeah.
Do some sort of a dog event?
We should do something, most definitely, because we definitely have some big dogs.
I'll bet you do. okay, so if people want, can people adopt dogs and such, or cats?
Absolutely. So all of our adoptable pets are listed on our website, which is fetchingforeverhomes.org. You can view all of our adoptable animals there. You can also stop by the facility. Just be prepared. It's loud. The dogs bark the second the door opens. and some of our animals are also in foster homes. We get as many animals as we can in foster homes. So upon your interest in that animal, we would bring the animal to your home. A home visit, let you meet, see how it goes, whatever.
Maybe talk a little bit about the process there.
So we typically like to have an adoption application done initially. Mm-hmm. That way we can check your vet references, you know, find out from you what you're looking for, how quickly you're looking to adopt. Sometimes people see a certain animal and they think, oh, I really want that dog. But maybe that dog's personality or lifestyle needs don't fit what yours are.
Right.
So we always like to try to steer people into best fit. In my opinion, dog's personality is the most important thing to fit in your home. So not that we won't explore the option of the cute, you know, little whatever saw. But if that is not a good fit, we definitely want to make sure that if you're looking for something particular that we can try and help you find it, even if it's not with us. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of rescue partners out there. And so, you know, we're happy to steer you their way as well.
Yeah. Well, do you do any boarding at all?
Typically not. So we will do some boarding for urgent medical situations. Like mom had to go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. We all have pets. We can't take her pets. We will do some emergency boarding like that under our sit and stay program, which is free of cost to the owner of the animals,
right.
In hopes that they will go home as quickly as possible.
Okay. Yeah. Best way to get a hold of you guys at Forever Homes?
So you can message us on our Facebook page. Our phone number is 402-979-8800. You can also text that number if that is more comfortable for you. Our email is fetchingforeverhomes@gmail.com. It's a little long. And all of that information, if you just look up Forever Home Inc. on Facebook, all of that contact information is there. Yeah.
Nice. Very good. Well, we're going to try and have you in every month so we can kind of keep up on what's going on.
Yeah.
And stay up to date on all the events and when things are happening for pets.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah,
Chris.
Definitely. It's fun. It's important for people to know that. So
yeah,
definitely.
We want to definitely make sure that if someone needs a resource that we're here. Like if we can't help you or find an answer to your question, we will help you figure out where to get it.
Very good. Martha, thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah.